Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on a Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry, and Mel's Starlight Drive-In featuring Lightyear. And what else was it, Melissa?
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers movie. Yeah,
yep.
All right.
Yep.
And they'll be starting around 9:30 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. We've got Melissa here. I'm Kevin Keith, and Stephen Decker joining us in the studio, the still new, I guess, EMS director. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We appreciate you being available, too.
You're kind of getting broken hard here now. We were talking off the air. It's been crazy for you.
Yeah, it's we've been very busy recently, and, you know, we're going into our busiest season with the summer, and you know, the heat's definitely not helping right now either.
You were going to be busy anyway, just bringing in a new position here. So how has that gone? I'm guessing pretty smooth, because you've told us a time or two ago, plus Ken with some sound bites, about how everyone helped you get to where you're at and laid the groundwork for a really good EMS, and still willing to consult and answer questions and help you out if you need to.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's been great. You know, it has been extremely busy trying to learn a new position and try to, you know, implement a few changes with, you know, we just had, we're getting a new medical director coming on board. We've just got new vents for all the ambulances. So, you know, in the month of July, it seems like we have nonstop training going on. And so I think, you know, one of the employees asked today, is there anything I can do to help? And I said, I don't know if you have a snorkel, because I think my head's underwater right now. But,
yeah.
It's good, though. Everybody's still very, very helpful. So
I like the fact that you're hands-on, though. I mean, you're not just sitting behind a desk dictating and, you know, point to go do this. This needs to be done and that kind of stuff. Like you said, you just spent an all-nighter on the bus, and that's rough.
Yeah. You know, I think that it's important for leadership to let employees know that you're not asking them to go through something you're not willing to go through yourself.
Amen. Amen.
And so, yeah, yesterday I worked a 24-hour shift on the ambulance, and, you know, unfortunately the way the calls fell was up all night, but, you know, it's part of the job, and, you know, I ask my employees to do it. It's fair for them to ask the same of me.
You talk about the training. Is that something that you have to do, or something you want to do, or a little of both?
A little bit of both. We have a individual, her name's Dolores. She is a critical care nurse and dual credentialed paramedic as well. She's going to be coming in and teaching a critical care class for our service throughout the month of July. And then we've got some required credentialing that we have to go through. We have to keep up those certs. They expire every 2 years. And, you know, just the way it falls, trying to get everybody recertified and everything's kind of a hassle, but it just fell that we're going to do it in July this year, and hopefully that'll get everybody on the same routine moving forward. Mm-hmm. But and then, yeah, I think all the training that, you know, we want to expand upon, you know, that's a big passion of mine, is education and continuing education. And so I think, you know, as we continue to find things we can hone and expand upon, we're definitely going to implement that.
Mm-hmm.
Off the top of your head, do you remember how many hours of recert there is for, I know EMTs have so many hours, and then paramedics have even more hours than that, and then anybody higher than that, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think that on the spot, I can't say for sure, but I think it's around 30 continuing ed hours for EMTs, and then 60 and some change for paramedics. And so, you know, we right now we've offered in services once a month. That's a 2-hour training, and so it contributes, and, you know, it gets the EMTs really close, but the paramedics still have quite a bit of continuing education they have to do. But, you know, we just had a representative from Zoll come in last week, and she did 3 days of vent training for our staff. And so, you know, that was absolutely awesome for her to come in, and what a resource we had with her. So
you'd mentioned earlier about a new medical person coming on board.
What? New medical director.
Okay.
Yeah. So the previous physician group with IU Health is cycling out. And they've got a new group coming in. It's IU Health Physician Group. And with that change, we'll be seeing a change in our medical direction. It won't really impact anything we're doing day-to-day operations by any means, but a few protocol changes. But for the most part, standard of care still hasn't changed at all. And so that'll still be followed, but just a few nuances and stuff like that. But
sure.
Overall, he came and met with our team last Wednesday, and everybody's really excited to have him on board.
Nice. Are you fully staffed? Do you have everyone you need? Or I know you have a wish list. You'd like to have 20 more employees, but
absolutely.
Are you where you could be?
Right now, we are fully staffed on EMTs. We have a few PRN people. I always take applications for PRN people, and we can kind of look at their schedule availability and see if it'll fit with what we have to offer. In terms of paramedics, we just hired another full-time paramedic last week. And then one of our EMTs, her name's Bethany. She actually just passed her cognitive and psychomotor exams for paramedic. And so once she gets the national registry, gets that paperwork back, she gets licensed by the state, she'll be joining us as a full-time paramedic too. So that leaves us just short two more full-time paramedics. So definitely closing the gap.
That's good. That's exciting. Yeah.
Very exciting.
We know you like technology and how things can make things easier for us, maybe save lives quicker, maybe insure some things. Is there a couple of tools you'd still like to have putting in the ambulances? And is there something you'd like to get over the next year or two? I know you got the
basically what's on your wish list.
Yeah. And yeah. I know you got the one that not many counties have them in the ambulance.
The ultrasound.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool too.
Yes. Right now I think we're in a really good spot with the equipment that we have. Comparing us to surrounding counties, we definitely have tools and equipment that, is not standard across the board and really separates us as a service. But if I guess to add one thing to my wish list, IV infusion pumps, they really help us with continual sedation for our intubated patients. And then also when we need to give medications to help people's blood pressure when it's really low, we can administer it with a pump and know we're getting the perfect dose every time and stuff. So, that kind of stuff, it's we survive without it for sure.
Right.
And we can do it safely without it. But I think, I always say that I tell our team, there's the standard of care and then there's excellence of care. And that would just be something that helps us bump up from the standard to excellence.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the way you look at that. Okay. So what else do we need to know? Are we going to see you guys out there at the Clinton County Fair? I guess we'll probably see you out there, and you'll be out there helping people who get too hot or whatever else you might need, right?
Hopefully everyone stays hydrated,
yeah,
stays cool, and it's sunny and 72 every day, right?
Right.
That's what we wish
for.
That's what we wish for.
Our volunteer staff is absolutely phenomenal, and for the last several years, they really step up and help cover. So our ALS ambulances aren't standing by at the fair. They're actually standing by to respond to 911 calls. And then we have our volunteer department that stands by at the fair. So you'll have a EMT at minimum available the entire duration of the fair. And then also, if you decide or they decide that higher level of care is necessary, they'll request an ALS ambulance. So, we do have the advantage being right on the corner of the fairgrounds, so
it's
not a very long response time.
Right,
so.
Have that covered then. All right, well, I know you guys are busy, and appreciate your time and coming in. Anything else you care to leave us with? I could sit here and ask you questions all day. I know we talked about it at the beginning. You said, you was talking, Melissa, about sit by the desk. There is some administrative things that are important. You'll have to do, and you may get into maybe even writing grants or doing other things down the road, so
yes,
that's part of it.
Grants are definitely on in our line of sight. We've been very blessed by the county and their support financially, as well as their belief in what we're doing. I was very surprised about the amount of behind the scenes that's been ongoing. I guess you don't know until you live it.
That's
and
right.
So I've been very surprised at the amount of work I've, it's been It's been good, though. It's been good,
though. That's good. Well, even things like that will help you understand better how things flow and, and the buck does stop with you now. So, you know.
It does. Yeah. Still getting used to that.
Right.
Yeah. It just makes a difference when you have to deal with not only federal, but you also have to deal with state, and then you have to deal with local.
Oh,
and
gosh.
It's, all of it slammed together.
Yeah.
And then still be, like I said, I admire the fact that you are so hands-on, and that's sometimes a rarity, depending on the occupation. Mm-hmm. But to pull a 20, you need to go home and get some rest. I know you need to go to the office.
Full day.
I know you
full
need to go to the office, hopefully you got a cot somewhere that you can stretch out and at least take a nap.
Grab you a monster down there at Family Express. Or
I know. Yeah. I know what those 24-hour all-nighters are like, and that's not fun. So,
nope.
You got to get some rest.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let you get at it, Stephen, and appreciate you coming in. We'll see you real soon, man.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right. We'll take a break and come right back. More Party Line next on WILO.
countydailynews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
When you need to know.
Trying to get those at least opened up. Anyway, it may not be in the best of shape, but they are opened up so people can drive. And then we came in and started hitting the mains again this morning. So
on the air first when seconds count.
County Highway, the Sheriff's Department, Central Dispatch, EMS, they kind of gather all their input, what they're seeing, and pass that along to Daryl Sanders, our EMA director, and then he and I consult as well as the other commissioners and come to a decision when it's time. To go.
The news team you've come to depend on.
And that's what's important for us. That gives everybody the opportunity to do their job, to get the streets cleaned off, if emergency personnel needs to get through.
Your official weather station.
Where that ultimately sets up, that's going to really depend on how much snow will fall, at least tomorrow.
Now with even more coverage at 96.9 and 102.7 FM WILO.
It's a bully, but we aren't afraid of a fight. It's elusive, but our focus never fades. It's deadly, but we were born to defeat cancer. You may not have heard of us, but our work has helped millions impacted by cancer. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We are leaders in advancing breakthroughs in immunotherapy, genomics, and personalized medicine. This research saves lives. After 65 years of fighting blood cancers, we've arrived at a game-changing belief. The cures for cancer are in our blood. The drugs and treatments we've developed for blood cancers have helped people affected by many different types of cancers. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Beating cancer is in our blood. Learn more at lls.org.
You wake up in the morning after sleeping under an advertised blanket, on an advertised mattress, and a home that was once advertised by a realtor. You check social media on your advertised phone. You get dressed in your advertised clothes, slip on your advertised shoes, and grab your advertised phone again. Then you grab that advertised coat, get into your advertised car, drive to work while seeing and listening to advertising, only to arrive and sit at an advertised desk. Then you refuse to advertise, saying, "Advertising doesn't work." Then when your business fails, you call up various advertising companies to advertise the business or building for sale. Sounds crazy, right? Happens every day in small businesses everywhere. If you believe in your business, your advertising should be a top priority. People go where they are invited to. Stay top of mind with your customers when they need you most. Call Casper Media today at 765-659-3338 to find out how you can increase revenue for 2022.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear.
accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at pva.org.
Spring is officially here. Now is the time to get the boat ready for the water, the motorcycle ready for the open road, and the camper ready for the next adventure. But what about insurance? No better time than now to look at your policy and make sure you are covered. Why not turn to Volt Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency? Michelle and her team have many insurance companies to choose from, each with their own special packages. Call today at 654-0287 or stop in for a quote and let them customize your insurance coverage. At Volt Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provi Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Here we are. It is a Wednesday. Want to thank our sponsors, Mel's Starlight Drive-In, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Volt Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Greg Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, plus Encompass Credit Union. I'm Kevin. We've got Melissa over there. And joining us on the phone after a little Hotel California is Carl Lane. What's happening, man?
Yeah, good morning, Kevin, Melissa.
Good morning.
What do you think about those hearings that's been going on for quite a while now when Trump tore up our Capitol building?
Have
you been listening to that?
A little bit. Very little, yes.
Well, how could you place your vote? That really surprised me. Really surprises me, Kevin.
Well, honestly,
that you don't listen to that like you're like a mushroom out in the woods, keeping in the dark.
No, I appreciate that, but I already had my own opinion sort of made up, and
how could possibly? Now explain this to me, because I'd like to know, because I voted for him.
Sure.
Explain how possibly could you have your mind made up if you don't listen to what's went on?
Because I had watched the sources I trust, you know, for news. And
who is that?
And, well, I mean,
one of the ones is probably the least trustworthy, but that's side of the point.
I would say
Newsmax?
No.
Is that what you're watching?
No, I'm not that far.
No.
I do watch Fox News and CNN.
Uh-huh.
If I'm going to check news.
Okay.
Now, because I saw so much crap thrown at Trump, right or wrong, it doesn't matter, during his presidency, and I don't agree with him thinking the election was stolen and should have had Mike Pence hung or hanged or whatever. I don't get into that. But
all his advisories was on they're on trial, subpoenaed and had to tell the truth and all this stuff. All of them that worked for Trump told him he was wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
told him.
You and his daughter.
You let him tear up the Capitol building for 3 hours, and you would not answer your phone.
Even his daughter told him.
His daughter on national TV said he was wrong.
Yep.
His son-in-law said he was wrong. There was only two people in the last 8 weeks that said Trump was right. That was the crooked Giuliani. Well, he is.
Yeah,
he brought down the mafia.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I just laughed.
I mean, he sits on TV and that black dye from his hair runs down the side of his face. What kind of idiot is he?
Yeah.
And then his son said he was right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only two people on there.
Well,
but all his
top
advisors on TV and these committees is said they would not do what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
They would not do what he asked them to do.
Yeah.
And it really made him mad. You know what I'm saying? And these were all Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing with the hearings being televised, and I honestly wish they were being televised on all the national news, not just one, because not everybody can get, CNN
right.
or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I wish they were being televised in its full capacity.
They're on Bloomberg, Wall Street.
Yeah, but not everybody can get that. Not everybody can get that on, and I think it needs to be on all the major news networks just for that reason, without commentary.
Uh-huh.
Because it needs to be based on the testimonies, what's being said, without newscasters, no matter what
which
channel
side
they're on, I don't care.
Right. And that's what they're doing.
Without their commentary.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. You just can't get the channels.
Yeah, and that's what the American people need to be seeing. But unfortunately, I'm going to say probably 60% or more of American people can't get those channels to watch it.
You know what? That was unfortunate, but I really don't care. We have got so many bigger problems in America.
No, I don't think
we
do.
I don't see.
I've never seen it in 70 years.
No, because we have elections coming up in November, and I think this stuff needs to be out. It needs to be settled before those elections.
I just don't
understand. Right now, the poll is 68% say hang him.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't actually. I used that hang because he said hang Pence.
Unfavorable.
Well, there's a lot of those people that are running for re-election in this election coming up, and I think it all needs to be settled before that. Because if they don't need to be there, they need to be pulled out and they need to be replaced with somebody else to run.
Well,
before the election. So
our president had a lot of good ideas. And like I said, I voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's destroying the Republican Party. Because if he runs again, the only chance, and you're not going to agree with me, but I think he'd make an excellent, excellent president, and that's Pence.
I
think Pence is a very honest man. I don't think he'd throw you out in the ocean and let you drown.
I knew Mike Pence personally when I worked in Columbus. Mm-hmm. That's where he's from, and he is the genuine, real deal. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to him quite a bit over the years, and even before he was governor.
They're pushing real heavy on the TV channels, Melissa.
Well, honestly, I think that's where the GOPs need to go. I think they need to stay away from, DeSantis and
Florida. I want Ron DeSantis to run. He's going to be our next president.
No, we don't need him.
That's the guy, Carl.
I don't think he will.
We don't need him. We don't need another political version of Donald Trump.
Yes, we do. And we need one who can speak good like he can.
No.
He's eloquent.
No.
I don't think Ron DeSantis is going to run.
He doesn't need to run. We don't need him anywhere near the presidency.
I kind of wondered about that, Carl. You don't think he'll run?
I don't think so, because that's a big deal being
that's
governor
a big jump.
Of Florida.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's a cushion.
And
he's going to have to keep himself out of the federal
prisons
before it's over with, too.
That might just shoot his political career in half.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right on that. That's a big step.
I don't know. But I don't think I think Trump's going down. From what I've heard for the last
I heard on the Fox News radio this morning here on WILO that two of the Trump supported backers lost big time last night in a couple runoff elections.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know. I just it's going to be bad, Melissa.
The GOP needs to grow a pair.
Oh, they've got a pair.
And stand on their own 2 feet and quit trying to stand on his coattails because his coattails are burning.
You guys watch out now because I don't know. No. Trump could come back and get the momentum.
I think he'll be in prison before it's over with.
I'm just poking you now, Carl.
Yeah.
Well, his percentage wise is down to 32%.
Yeah.
I'm still voting for prison before it's over with. I'm still voting for prison for Trump before it's over with all the tax evasion and everything else he's going to go down for. But yeah, all they need to do is just fix it so he can't run. And I think the GOP will begin to fix themselves.
Fix it before he can't run.
Yeah.
Which would do nothing but
I think the GOP will start.
That would rally the GOP if the Democrats start playing petty like that.
I think it's not the Democrats doing it, though. It's a bipartisan committee, and that's the way it should be.
Well, I'm saying that if they pass some legislation where he can't ever run again because of this, that would be a big deal.
Yeah, but I also think the GOP would actually
have a wonderful day. God bless both of you. It's 9:30.
Thanks. Thanks, Carl. Have a good day. And thank you in advance, Melissa, for tomorrow and Friday and the weekend and
helping out
and everything. So, Carl, call earlier next time so we can talk a little bit more about it, all right? We're going to go ahead and wrap up the program today and thank our sponsors, who are Mel's Starlight Drive-In, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Caps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. We'll be back tomorrow at Thursday at 8:30 for that edition of Party Line. Have a great day from Wylo.